It's time for Pacers Weekly.
And the Pacers had an opportunity to join some really rarefied air last night. With a win over the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Pacers would have had a four-game sweep over the Cavs, a four-game sweep over a LeBron James-led team, which has only happened one time in James's career when he has played all four of those games. The Pacers took the first three this season, but dropped the finale. 115-108 was the final last night out in Cleveland. The Pacers got down 19 points. Late third quarter, it seemed all but over. Indiana was able to get that back to a five-point game with possession in the fourth quarter. Darren Collison had a corner three to make it a two-point game. It wouldn't fall. That's as close as Indiana got. So the Pacers get three out of four against Cleveland. And while it's frustrating maybe to have a chance at the end of that game and not get it, you have to consider the fact that when you look at just about every other team in the Eastern Conference and what they're going to do against Cleveland this year or have done against Cleveland this year, the Pacers are going to have an advantage. Very few, if any, teams are going to get three out of four against the Cavs this year. So the Pacers, in their series against Cleveland, who a team who's likely going to be in the top three, who's likely the favorite to move to the finals out of the Eastern Conference, did a pretty solid job this year. Indiana was led by Victor Oladipo last night, 25 points on 9 of 19 shooting. Collison had 19. Darren Collison, by the way, is now over 50% from the floor, over 40% from the three-point line. He's an 89% free throw shooter. He'd have to make 16 in a row to get to 90 without having to round up. But if he were to do that, not out of the realm of possibility for him, he's a really good foul shooter, he would be at least temporary member of the 50-40-90 club. That club has just seven members who have ever shot 50% from the floor, 40% from the three-point line, and 90% from the foul line, all without rounding up. Collison has two of those three and is at 89% from the free throw line this season. He had 19 points, 6 steals, 7 assists. Another really good game from Darren Collison, who's been shooting extremely well since mid-late December or so. And Domantas Sabonis put in his usual night's work. 17 points, 11 rebounds, and a double-double for Sabonis. The Pacers did a decent job on James. 26 points. He did have 11 assists, 10 rebounds. Also had 11 turnovers. Pacers did an all right job on him, but it was a guy like J.R. Smith who really hurt the Pacers. Jeff Green, Derrick Rose who really hurt the Pacers. J.R. Smith hit 7 three-pointers, 6 of them in the first half when he had 18 points at halftime. Derrick Rose was 6 of 8 from the floor. He had 14. So LeBron James put in his normal night's work, 26 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists. The Pacers were able to get him to turn the ball over. It was just a player like Smith, a player like Derrick Rose, who made the major difference for Cleveland. Indiana, with a really solid offensive night, just couldn't get enough done on the defensive end. So things are so tight in the Eastern Conference right now. The Pacers actually went from 5th to 8th position with that loss. However, they're technically, well, I guess depending on how you want to define technically, they're in a tie for 6th with Philadelphia and Milwaukee, in that all three of those teams are 9 games back of first. However, Philadelphia is 24-21, Milwaukee is 25-22, and the Pacers are 26-23. So all three of those teams are 3 games over 500. Since Philly and Milwaukee have played less games, they're by percentage points ahead of the Pacers. But Indiana currently in a tie for 6th, and they are 2.5 games ahead of Detroit. That's the most important stat. Detroit's the first team on the outside looking in. The Pacers have a game tonight, so they're going to have a back-to-back, which will be challenging. However, it's against the Orlando Magic, who have the second worst record in the NBA. They're just a half game ahead of Atlanta for the worst record in the NBA. Orlando comes into Bankers Life Fieldhouse at 14-33. However, the Pacers are on a back-to-back. Orlando hasn't played on a scheduling quirk since Tuesday, so they've had 3 days off coming into tonight's game, and the Pacers will be on a back-to-back, so certainly that is advantage Magic. The Pacers close out the month on 3 straight home games: Orlando, Charlotte, Memphis. Those are 3 teams well under 500, so a strong opportunity for the Pacers to potentially get 3 wins at a minimum, close out January strong. Indiana currently 3 games over 500. That Orlando game tonight is at 7 o'clock. We'll have a 6:30 Kroger pregame show. If you can make it to the game, Pacers.com/tickets. However, it is a sellout, so Those would be resale tickets at Pacers.com if you can't make that one. Monday or Wednesday, those next two opportunities against Charlotte and Memphis. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be there. We got a packed show coming up for you. We will hear from Pacers head coach Nate McMillan as always. Eddie White goes around the house. Mark Monteith, Jeremiah Johnson will join us live. All of that coming up throughout the 10 o'clock hour. We'd love to hear from you as well. 317-239-1070 is the number to call in. Talk Pacers basketball with us. I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. We will take your questions and answer them throughout the program. We'll start things off with Nate McMillan when we return. He joins Pacers play-by-play voice Mark Boyle. You'll hear those two coming up next. This is Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Victor Oladipo. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNOINC.com. That's CNOINC.com. And let's go, Pacers.
Through our local associates, Stanley Security, one of the world's leading global security providers, has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and service to the commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities. Stanley is a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and the official security products provider of the Indiana Pacers. Find out how Stanley Security can provide a solution for you at stanleysecurity.com.
Since 1993, the Pacers Foundation has been investing in agencies throughout Indiana that are working to create programming and opportunities for at-risk youth. From anti-bullying to providing safe havens for abused children, to day camps to mentoring programs, the Pacers Foundation strives to be part of the solution to the problems facing our Indiana children. You can help, too, by purchasing a Pacers Foundation license plate through the Indiana Bureau of Motor Vehicles. Go to pacersfoundation.org to learn more.
The Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan, at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter if you have a question or comment. The phone lines at 317-239-1070, where we go to Bill and Franklin. Bill, good morning.
And Mr. Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I just want to say I missed the game last night, game of the week down here in the high school game, but I'm really proud of the way this team has played. They've not been blown out. They've beaten good people. You figure Cleveland was about due to get us, but if you'd have told me when this season started where this team would be right now, I'd have probably called you the biggest liar in downtown Indianapolis, and thanks for taking my call.
All right, that's Bill. Bill, thank you. And I think Bill really shares the sentiment of most of the fans right now. In fact, there's an article out on CBS Sports about how Nate McMillan has turned the Pacers into the biggest surprise in the NBA and how the Pacers have done that this season. And to back Bill's point, the Pacers were down 19 points last night in Cleveland late third quarter. This would have been a good opportunity mentally, an easy opportunity, I should say, to sort of check out, realize you've got a game tomorrow night and be down 19 points at Cleveland, LeBron James, maybe to check out and start thinking about that game tomorrow night. The Pacers got it down to 5. They had a three-pointer in the corner with Darren Collison to get it down to 2. So that didn't happen, but we certainly thank Bill for his call, and I think Bill certainly shares the sentiment of the fan and what the Pacers have been able to do this year. But we're still at game 49. We still have a while to go here in the season, and a lot could happen. The Pacers have the opportunity to get up as high, I think potentially as 4th or even higher, but realistically I think 4th is in play. But you have to remember, you're only a couple of games ahead of 8th position. These next 3 games coming up for the Pacers, 3 games against 3 teams well under 500 at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, could do a good job in separating themselves from a team like Detroit, who's currently in 9th. All right, let's go now to Pacers play-by-play voice Mark Boyle, his conversation with Nate McMillan.
Thank you, Pat. Since our last visit, the Pacers had a very successful road trip, a 3-2 record over a 5-game span, culminated by an impressive win in San Antonio. Just setting that aside for a minute and talking about the trip, Nate, in terms of what impact, if any, it had on the team's collective psyche, confidence, or anything like that. Did you see a change at all?
Well, yeah, in a sense that, you know, you always want to try to get off to a good start when you're going on a 4 or 5 game road trip. And our ability to start that trip off with the first 2 wins, I thought was really good. Showed that we were focused, ready for that road trip, and then to finish that road trip with a win in San Antonio, a team that had the best home record in the league. Just showed that these guys was able to focus on trying to get that game, give themselves a chance by the way they played. You know, so we got off to a strong start on that road trip and a strong finish, which was impressive for me.
And the road in general has been pretty successful. You're right around 500 on the road, a dramatic improvement from a season ago. It's apples and oranges to a degree because you've got a lot of different guys here. But is there a single factor in terms of why you've succeeded on the road?
Well, I think young teams, they tend to play better on the road. They tend to play a little bit more relaxed out on the road. And I think our group this year, they have played that way. They played relaxed and with a lot of energy. And, you know, those are the things that you have to do on the road to win the games. You know, you have to win the hustle game. You have to bring energy. I think we've been able to execute going down the stretch in these games and control the tempo. And we've been able to have success this year.
Miles Turner has been out, and hopefully will be back sooner rather than later. But in his absence, Al Jefferson has gotten significant playing time. He's played very well. Can you help us understand how much of a factor his professionalism is here?
It's hard to find that this day and time when players, they're still able to play, and you have a veteran like that who at the start of the season was expecting to play and expecting to be in rotation with the change or the trade that was made for Paul George bringing in Domas and Victor, really that bumped Al to the third center. He has been professional about his approach. He went out this summer, lost a lot of weight, tried to get himself ready for this season, and then became the third center. He has continued to work to keep himself in shape. And when the opportunity has presented itself, which was beginning of the season when Miles Turner was out, and now Miles has been out again, he has stepped in and really been solid for us and allowed us. We certainly play a different style of basketball, but he's kept himself ready and he's been very productive for us.
Last night in Cleveland, tonight home against Orlando. There was a stretch there earlier in the season where you struggled a little bit at home, but lately you've been winning with much more regularity. Would it be fair to say that you're satisfied with your recent performances on the home floor?
Yeah, you know, we struggled. We had some injuries during that time and kind of lost our rhythm, during that stretch back in December. But we've been able to, for the most part, take care of home court. And, you know, that's important for teams in this league. The road is so tough that it's very important that you take care of home court. And we've been able to do that lately.
Pacers coach Nate McMillan, kind enough to spend some time with us, as he does on a regular basis on Saturday mornings here. Pacers and the Orlando Magic tonight. That's a 7 o'clock tip. The first of three in a row, at home for the Pacers, who will also welcome Charlotte and Memphis during this segment next week. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's send things back to Pat Boylan.
Mark and Nate, thank you. If you miss any of this show, you can always catch the podcast. These are podcasts at pacers.com/sound, Pacers SoundCloud through that medium, or if you subscribe or if you use a podcast app on your phone, you can just subscribe to Pacers Sound. Not only does this show go there, but a whole lot of other Pacers content, including the Sideline Guys podcast, which is a podcast that Jeremiah and Johnson and I put out once a week, goes to that. So Pacers Sound, make sure to follow us on SoundCloud, your favorite podcast app, or on pacers.com/sound, where you can catch this show every week. All right, we've got a whole lot more on Pacers Weekly coming up. If you join us normally on Saturday mornings from 10 to 11, you know we like to hold on Eddie White segment and sort of tease him until later in the show, but we're going to move him up. Eddie White goes around the house. That's coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
Jason's Deli offers a variety of healthy options, starting with a salad bar that has over 30 items and many organics. We believe in wholesome ingredients, awesome taste, and no surprises. Thanks to our decades of experience in fresh food preparation and delivery, Jason's Deli is able to provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for all your catering needs throughout the Indianapolis area. Come visit Jason's Deli today at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, 82nd Street and 116th and Allisonville Road. Check us out online at jasonsdeli.com.
Jack's Donuts is sweetening up a Pacers win. The day after a Pacers victory, visit your local Jack's and mention the Pacers win to receive a free 12-ounce coffee or regular price donut. With more variety, more donuts, and more choices, Jack's is the place to celebrate a Pacers win. Visit www.jacksdonuts.com to find the Jack's Donuts location nearest you.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Chris Denary. Did you know that Indiana has some of the hardest water in the country? To improve the quality of water in your home, do what I did. Choose a whole home water treatment system from Kinetico. Our glasses no longer have a chalky white film, our sinks and tubs stay cleaner longer, and I know our drinking water is safe for the whole family, including my dogs Granger and Bailey. Visit KineticoIndy.com today to set up your free in-home water test. Kinetico, official sponsor of the Indiana Pacers.
Pacers fans, don't miss a game just because you're not in front of a TV. You can watch Pacers basketball anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Stevenson scores and a foul.
Never miss a moment of the action. Launch the Fox Sports Go app on your phone or tablet. Sign in and stream the Pacers.
Here goes Oladipo.
Take every game, pregame, and postgame along for the ride no matter where you go. Watch Pacers basketball on Fox Sports Indiana. And when you're on the move, stream the Pacers anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
You're listening to Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan, live on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis. I'm Pat Boylan. We're talking Pacers basketball with you for the remainder of the hour. Normally, we play Eddie White a little bit later in this show. We make you wait for him. But not this week. Eddie White around the house. Here's Eddie.
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house. And we've had this lady on before. She's one of my all-time favorites. She runs our new the team shop, and it's unbelievable. If you haven't been in there, holy smokes, it looks gorgeous. The product is all brand new with all the new licensees, especially the on-court licensee Nike coming aboard. We had her on once before, but she's very busy, so it's hard to get her. But I just thought with everything going on, this magical run we're having here with Victor going to the All-Star game and people really falling in love with this team and with him, it'd be a perfect time to get her on to get an update on what exactly is going on as it comes to swag and hats and t-shirts and sweatshirts and socks and stuff. Who better than the genius of it all, my good buddy, the legendary Lauren Roa. Lauren, how are you?
Oh, hello, Eddie. It's really good to be back on the show. That was quite an introduction. Wow.
Well, I know you haven't slept in 3 months, so I wanted to get you a little energy boost.
I am really energized and ready to go.
Now, I just mentioned about the All-Star game with Victor. We're all so thrilled. Boy, you're not wasting any time. You guys are working hard, too, on that All-Star.
We are so excited to have him as an All-Star this year. We are going to have a great assortment of products to celebrate this. So it'll be the first year that Brand Jordan will be on court for the All-Star game, which is really exciting. We will have Victor. We will have his jersey. We will have name and number t-shirts coming in for adult and youth. And we'll definitely have some socks and some other accessories to go with it. But we're definitely going all in to celebrate this.
Let's talk about the jersey. Because, one, I think, from somebody used to work in the old rag business here. This is special because, one, you mentioned it's the Jordan brand. Everybody loves the Jordan, the Jumpman logo. That's on the jersey. And it's Victor. And it's our team. But it's a unique-looking All-Star. This isn't your dad's All-Star jersey.
Yeah, they're really going to change it up this year with Brand Jordan. So you may have seen the some images that have leaked. So it's a totally new look. It's going to be very clean. They're going to be very tonal. So it's not what you're going to expect from anything we've seen in the past. And people are definitely going to be excited to see the Jumpman on the jerseys.
And if people like me who aren't exactly in basketball jersey shape to wear one, the T-shirts are right up my alley.
Yeah, you can get a piece of the dream with a t-shirt. It's $35, so definitely a more attainable price point, but you still get the same look and feel as you would with the jersey. And it'll have the Jumpman as well.
I assume that, like you said, you got socks and hats. I mean, this All-Star thing, it's not just a shirt or a jersey. You got a whole bunch of junk coming down the run.
Oh, we're definitely going to have a collection. We're going to tell a story. It will be at the front of our store. We will celebrate this. I would expect to see it probably early to mid-February, but this is definitely something that we're going to definitely shout out.
Now, this is you're just new with us, right? First year or two here, but everything I'm hearing from the people who've been here hundreds of years, unlike me, this Victor Oladipo thing is as popular, maybe the last guy like this, Reggie Miller.
I would totally agree. It is amazing to see what the sell-throughs that are coming through. We are selling out a product left and right. I would encourage fans, if you see something and it's in your size, it is a get-it-now type of situation. We are trying to chase the business as fast as we can, but it is the hottest product that we have in the store by far.
Now, Warren, I think they should come in and see the building, because what you did with the remodeling of the building, it's unbelievable. The store is fantastic, but they could also check online.
Yes, absolutely. So we also renovated our online store. So PacersTeamStore.com has a new look and feel, too. So when you come here to Bankers Life, you know, you'll get the experience of our new contemporary look and feel. You'll find that online as well. New shopping experience.
PacersTeamStore.com is the place to go. This Oladipo, it's like, it seems like every day, not every day, every week, you have more stuff coming in because stuff is going out the door. So people almost have to be regular visitors because you never know what's coming in that week.
Absolutely. We are trying to keep the assortment new and fresh. We will always have the basics. So you'll always be able to find your name and number t-shirts in navy and gold and white. That's just the foundation. But we have a couple new great pieces. So there is a new city edition, name and number t-shirt 2. That is a one-year collection that celebrates the city of Indianapolis. So we have him in that. And then All-Star. So literally, there is something new every day.
That city collection. Talk about that, because I love that you almost tip your cap over at the folks over on 16th Street with that.
Absolutely. So you'll notice some elements that obviously celebrate the Speedway and our history of racing. So there is a vertical checkered flag that goes down the jersey and the name and number t-shirt. It's on the hats. It's great. It really does pay some homage to the city here.
You have to be thrilled with the enthusiasm and the amount of people who are coming into the store. I think people are pumped up about the new brands that have come aboard this year at the NBA, the fresh new looks, and then the store itself. And then when you add into that the team is playing so well, surprising well, you know, to some people to agree, and then to have this wonderful success of this great individual, you add all that in, this is one heck of a good-tasting milkshake.
It absolutely is. It's a great time to celebrate the team. It's a great way to represent our city. So it's a really exciting time here in retail.
Well, I know how busy you are, and I really appreciate you taking time to share with us. But I just wanted to remind people that there's great stuff available, and especially to celebrate what Victor's doing with the All-Star and then with the City T-shirt. What do you call it? City Series? City? What do you call it?
It's the City Edition.
City Edition. What the hell? I just know it looks spectacular. I mean, I don't get into the whole malarkey thing. It is absolutely unbelievable. And I was in there the other day. Even you have some new socks that came in. It's like you're always getting some new trinket.
We are. I mean, we really want to keep the assortment fresh. That's kind of one of my philosophies. You know, we have a lot of great season ticket holders, and I just don't want the store to become boring and stale to them. So anytime you come for a game, there will always be something new.
Well, we appreciate it. On behalf of all of Pacer Nation, thank you so much for what you're doing, and thanks for being on the show.
Thanks. It's always good to be here.
How about that, Patrick? Patrick, me and you guys sneak down there next week for lunch and check it out. Every week, she has something more special in that joint. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. Back to you, Patrick.
All right, Eddie and Lauren, thank you. And yes, as she mentioned, there is some new gear over at the Pacers team store. Some Oladipo youth jerseys the last time we checked, which is an item that has been hard to find. But the Pacers team store has some of those in, at least they had recently. So check over on that at the live location or PacersTeamStore.com. The Pacers have 3 more home games coming up. The most recent is tonight against the Orlando Magic, a 7 o'clock tip. We'll be with you right here at 6:30 on the Kroger pregame show. It's a sellout, so congrats to those who are in attendance for making that the Pacers one of their sellouts this season. Then on Monday, Charlotte, Wednesday, Memphis, both of those home games, Pacers.com/tickets. Tickets starting at just $7 over in that direction. All right, coming up next, we will hear again from Mark Boyle. He chats with Mike Snyder, who is the longtime Cavaliers radio host. You'll hear their conversation that they had yesterday out in Cleveland coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Glenn Robinson III. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 18 years, CNO Financial has donated more than $275,000 to the Pacers Foundation to help support young people in Indiana. Learn more at PacersFoundation.org or visit CNOINC, that's CNOinc.com, and let's go Pacers.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hey Pacers fans, check out this great offer from Papa John's. The day after the Pacers score 90 or more points, you score 50% off regular menu price online orders at papajohns.com with promo code Pacers90. Only from Papa John's, official partner of the Indiana Pacers.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Valid online only on regular menu priced items at participating locations for a limited time.
Not valid with any other coupons or discount.
Limited delivery area.
Delivery fee may apply and is not subject to discount offer.
Taxes extra.
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers Team Store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
This is Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. We're live on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis with you until 11 o'clock. 10 to 11 is when the show airs every Saturday morning during the Pacers season. 317-239-1070 is the number to call in. I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. Questions and comments are welcome. We've heard from Mark Boyle once. Let's hear from him twice. Mike Snyder, longtime Cavs radio host, is his guest and who Mark had a chance to sit down with here out in Cleveland last night. Mark?
Thank you, Pat. We were in Cleveland last night, so it's appropriate to check in with the Cavaliers, who have had, to say the least, my considerable difficulty of late. This is not unusual. The Cavaliers have had rough stretches before and have still gotten to the finals and, in fact, won a championship very recently. So from somebody who sees this team every night, who's around, who has a much better understanding of what's going on here than we do, is this, in fact, the same old thing that happens to the Cavaliers seemingly every year, or does it seem to be something different?
Well, Mark, it does seem different to me this year. We've seen problems, as you allude to, a few years ago. LeBron took some time off. A couple of years ago, the year they won a championship, they changed coaches in January. So, as you mentioned, they've had their problems in January. They had a lull last year. But this year, some of the just whopping losses, the Oklahoma City game that was nationally many of them have been on national TV. So I know there have been a lot of moving parts all year. Around it, though, the defense has just been non-existent on some nights. So if you're asking me my personal opinion, yeah, I'm concerned over what I've seen. Do I believe they can come out of it? Yeah, but I am concerned with what I've seen even compared to the previous years.
That's short term. Let's go a little bit further out, because this is going to be an opportunity for LeBron James to go somewhere else if he so chooses. Is there any concern around here that if they can't fix whatever it is that ails them, he might just walk?
Well, that's certainly a conversation that's out there. I know a lot of it is said nationally, and sure, I mean, the Cavs fans all know that this is the last year of his contract here. I think that LeBron does not know yet. That would be my thing, that he's going to see how it all plays out and then make a decision. And his ties here are so huge in the Akron community with his family. But really, Mark, he can do whatever he wants to do. He can live anywhere he wants to live. We know he bought the mansions in Los Angeles. Is that where he wants to be year-round with his family? He can do whatever he likes to do. I know how much he loves being here. He loves St. Vincent St. Mary High School. And that's at his doorstep from his house here. So he can really do whatever he wants. And is there a concern here? Sure there is. You don't know how this is going to play out, and especially the way it's been such a stormy season.
Now, the problems we've talked about, that said, do you get the feeling that even with all that's going on here, there's any team in the East they feel they can't beat?
I don't sense that right now, no. I think right now they've had trouble beating anybody, but I do think ultimately you look at this team, and this is a team that basically has been to the finals. I know you and I were talking a little earlier. You look at this team, you know, there is a big difference. You don't have Kyrie, but you haven't had Isaiah Thomas for much of the year, and that's been an issue trying to get him back up to speed and then adjusting with him. But you still have Kevin Love after, of course, LeBron. You still have Tristan Thompson. You still have J.R. Smith. So there's a lot of connection to teams that now has gone to three straight finals. So I think there's still a real hope that they can get into a series and say, look, can you beat a LeBron James team four times come spring?
Let's close with this. The trading deadline is in 2 weeks. Do you get a sense that they're looking around?
Oh, yeah. I think they are looking around. I don't know. There's been names out there. And you know, Mark, how often it is in this league, some of the names you end up hearing all about for weeks leading up, and then it's something completely different that happens on the trade deadline. And I think there are a number of games still to be played between now and then. So I think it could be an influx thing, really. But I think they definitely will make some sort of move. The magnitude of it, that remains to be seen. But they make moves every year. So it would be rare if they didn't do something. So they're going to do something, and I think it's just the question of the magnitude.
Mike Snyder has been in Cleveland for a long time covering the Cavaliers and the Indians and the Browns and whatever else comes through the door, and he's been kind enough to lend his expertise to our program this morning. Pacers and Cavs closed their season series last night. Pacers are home tonight to take on Orlando. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's go back to Pat Boylan.
All right, Mark, thank you. Coming up next, we'll hear from Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. He'll join us for an extended segment coming up on Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct, we wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
Steak and Shake now has 24 meals for under $4. So after the game, you can feast on an original double and cheese steak burger meal, a triple steak burger meal, a chicken fingers meal, a chili cheese footlong meal, or any of the other 20 meals served with our famous thin and crispy fries, each under $4. Of course, you could also go to Steak and Shake before the game or during the game. There doesn't even have to be a game. You could go anytime. You could literally go right now. You're gone, aren't you? Hello? Get 24 meals for under $4, only at Steak and Shake.
Jack's Donuts, a family business and locally owned, is a proud partner of your Indiana Pacers. With 13 Central Indiana locations and 60 varieties of donuts, Jack's Donuts is a fan favorite. More variety, more donuts, more choices. Come see us, Jack's Donuts, since 1961, with 13 Central Indiana locations and over 60 varieties of donuts baked fresh every day. Learn more at jacksdonuts.com.
The performance of the Indiana Pacers on the court is hugely important, but so are the community outreach efforts of the Pacers and Indiana Fever off the court. Each year, the community relations teams of the Pacers and Fever oversee 50 programs focused on education, social responsibility, and health and wellness initiatives. In 2016-17, more than 500,000 Hoosiers of all ages were impacted by one of these programs. Pacers cares, Fever cares.
Live on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis, you're listening to Pacers Weekly. I'm Pat Boylan. Fort Wayne Mad Ants, they're the Pacers G League affiliate. They're leading the Central Division. They're 17-13 on the season. Coming off a victory in their most recent game, Mad Ants having a nice year. They had a long winning streak earlier in the season as well. And one player who they've had recently, the Mad Ants, I should say, at Fort Wayne, are coming off a 115-106 win. A player they've had playing recently is Edmund Sumner, who tore his ACL at Xavier, was a Pacers second-round draft pick, one of their two second-round draft picks, had not played all year recently playing in Fort Wayne and getting some minutes, his first professional minutes. We welcome on Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. Mark, we're going to start with that angle. Edmund Sumner, a player, every time it seems like over through the course of the year we've asked for Twitter questions, the first question as it relates to injury is Glenn Robinson III, and when's he going to be back? We'll touch on that in a minute, but Edmund Sumner has usually been grouped in with that. He's a player that the Pacers, a lot of fans don't really know much about. I think the Pacers are still learning because he's had that ACL injury, but good to see a player like him finally be able to get onto the court and play in meaningful minutes. And I guess the partnership and the relationship the Pacers have in owning their G League affiliate, the Fort Wayne Mad Ants, helps with that.
Oh, no question. I think Sumner is an intriguing player. You're talking about a 6'5 point guard, and his college career was injury-plagued, as you said, and he didn't play that many college games. I think it was 50-some, but shows a lot of promise. I think the only thing for him is to improve his shooting. You know, he's a 6'5 guy who's really athletic and has point guard skills, but he hasn't been a really good shooter. But that can come. You know, that's the one skill that you're most likely to improve after you've been drafted. So I think he was a really savvy second-round draft pick, a guy who in a couple of years or so could be a contributing player. You know, I don't expect him to be in a Pacers uniform this season. Could be wrong, but it seems like this is a year for him to play in Fort Wayne. Then he'll be with the Pacers in their summer league. And then we'll see what he's got going in training camp next year.
I want to talk about last night's game against Cleveland. If you're Indiana, you would like to play better defense. The Cavs shot 56% from the floor and out-rebounded the Pacers by 7. Those were the two biggest issues. You look at this, Mark, maybe a little bit bigger picture. I'm curious your opinion. You get 3 out of 4. Yes, Cleveland has been struggling. In fact, they've been one of the worst teams in the NBA since Christmas. That said, you get 3 out of 4 against the Cavaliers. I don't think many teams, if any, are going to do that in the Eastern Conference this year. And you combine that with the fact that Indiana had a chance late in that game. Is this a game where it's maybe nothing more than just the fact that the Pacers were on the road against a team that overall has been a good team this year? They gave themselves a chance but weren't able to get it in the end?
Yeah, it's kind of a law of averages game. You know, Cleveland, while they've been struggling, they're still a really good team. And if they get their act together, they're a title contender. And they have the best player in the game right now on their roster, and he's playing well. So to get 3 out of 4 against that team, nobody can complain about that. I think the problem, or not the problem, but the issue last night, as you said, defense early on was poor. And that's probably been the most consistent thing for the Pacers this year, when they have not played well, when they've lost, and when they've gotten huge deficits. It's usually because they come out pretty soft defensively, and that was the case last night, I thought. Now, they also, I thought, were not that sharp offensively. A lot of lazy passes, a lot of turnovers, 9 turnovers in that third quarter. But the thing about the Pacers also is that they don't cave in. You know, hard to think of a game this year where they got down and just kind of gave up or collapsed. They made a good run last night. Darren Collison had that 3-pointer that could have made it, what was it, a 2-point game, I think, if he'd hit that shot.
Yep.
So, you know, they do hang in there. You know, they had won the previous few games to last night because they came out really sharp defensively, and they did not do that last night. So that's what they've got to make a habit of. It's just, you know, really be on it defensively at the start of the game and establish the tempo. You know, when you're playing good defense, you're likely to get turnovers, you're going to get rebounds, you're going to get out in transition and get easy baskets, and that's obviously when they're at their best, and they didn't do that last night. But that they need to get that into their heads, that they need to approach every game that way.
We're going to have you for 2 segments this morning. Coming up a little bit later, I want to ask you about the long-term potential for a guy like Sabonis playing with a Miles Turner on the floor. As it relates to Sabonis, though, what are your thoughts on how he has played in this starting rotation? Because I think the general feeling is that this is a guy who is good enough to be starting. The Pacers just have a bit of a logjam at power forward and center. And when Miles Turner has been out, he's now missed 9 games. Sabonis most recently 17-11. Is he performing as you would have expected him to with more minutes and in that starting rotation?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I think he's the kind of guy you could use almost anyway. Starter off the bench, 4, 5, whatever. He's got varied skills and always will rebound well, so he's always going to be able to contribute, I think. So he's been good. I believe the Pacers have a winning record this year when he's in the starting lineup. They haven't really lost that much as far as results. It's a fairly small sample size. I think it's, what, maybe 10 games now that he started. But he he always contributes something. You know, last night he missed some shots. He had a few bad passes, but he always gets his share of rebounds, and he finds ways to score. So he's really a promising player, and I'm intrigued to see what he's like in a few years. You know, he's 21 years old. He's a guy who came out of college early. So he is going to – I should go back. Sabonis has started more than 10 games. He started like 17, but he's been really good, and I think he's going to get nothing but better, obviously. And, you know, if he is the throw-in to that trade with Oklahoma City, that's one heck of a throw-in.
Yeah. A question from Twitter, one that we get, I think, just about as many as and as often as any that come down in Twitter. Glenn Robinson III, there's no official word on him, and you don't like necessarily to speculate on injuries. That said, I'm curious on your gut feel on how he is progressing.
Yeah, I think he's doing well. You know, we see him after practice, and he is participating in practice now, full contact, going up and down the floor with him. And, you know, when you see him shooting after practice and doing some drills with coaches, he moves very well. No indications of that injury. So they're obviously being careful and bringing him along slowly, which is what every team would do. And I asked Nate McMillan a few days ago, you know, could he be back before the All-Star break? And Nate kind of hedged on that. He wasn't sure. I think there's a chance he could play before the All-Star break. I would be surprised if he's not ready to go after the All-Star break. The All-Star break, again, is longer. They went to a longer All-Star break last season. So I would think, you know, by the time that All-Star break is over and schedule resumes, that he'll be ready then. But it is hard to speculate. As I've told you before, he's fooled me a couple times this year with optimistic thoughts on when he might be back, and that hasn't been the case. But it's got to be getting closer because he's out there on the practice court with him.
Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith is with us. We're going to take a short break, and Mark will rejoin us again. We're going to talk about Domantas Sabonis, Miles Turner, their potential long-term in the lineup together, and a whole lot more with Mark Monteith. That's coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
Through our local associates, Stanley Security, one of the world's leading global security providers, has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and service to the commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities. Stanley is a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and the official security products provider of the Indiana Pacers. Find out how Stanley Security can provide a solution for you at stanleysecurity.com.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Victor Oladipo. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNOINC.com. That's CNOinc.com. And let's go, Pacers.
Pacers fans, don't miss a game just because you're not in front of a TV. You can watch Pacers basketball anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Stevenson scores and a foul.
Never miss a moment of the action. Launch the Fox Sports Go app on your phone or tablet. Sign in and stream the Pacers.
Here goes Oladipo.
Take every game, pregame, and postgame along for the ride no matter where you go. Watch Pacers basketball on Fox Sports Indiana. And when you're on the move, stream the Pacers anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
At St. Vincent, we know getting care for your everyday life means you need more than an everyday doctor. You need one that listens. And that's just what Ascension Doctors at St. Vincent do. Listening to you helps us see your whole picture. And with doctors who take the time to understand you, getting the care you need has never been easier. Find compassionate, personalized, and convenient care that is right for you at GetSt.VincentCare.com.
Mark Monteith rejoins us here on Pacers Weekly. The Pacers take on the Orlando Magic tonight at 7 o'clock. Tip 6:30 Kroger pregame show. Mark, before we get to that, you recently wrote on Pacers.com, and I think this is actually the most asked question on Twitter this season, about the potential for a long-term Miles Turner and Domantas Sabonis front court. It certainly would have its challenges, I think most notably on the defensive end, who guards the four in a stretch four league. You recently got to talk to Nate McMillan a little bit about that and its potential.
Yeah, I wrote about this on Pacers.com a couple of days ago, and it is something that fans ask about a lot, and certainly something we wonder about. You know, Miles Turner is their second leading scorer. A lot of people think he's a future all-star. He is the league's best shot blocker, although he currently hasn't played enough games to qualify for the official statistic. So his skills are obvious, and he's a good three-point shooter. Then you have Sabonis, who's the team's best rebounder on a per-minute basis, a 53% shooter. You know, great skills around the basket, really hard nose, that kind of thing. Only natural you would want to see them together and wonder what they would be like playing starter minutes together. But as you said, the problem is defense. One of them would have to get out on the floor and guard somebody on the perimeter, and that could be an issue. Neither of them really have the kind of foot speed to defend on the perimeter. So Nate McMillan likes having Thad Young in that position. He can do that. And it's something, I guess, to put off for the future. You know, it's not going to happen this year. Nate was pretty adamant about that. He plays them together. I think they average about 5 or 6 minutes a game together. And we've looked at the analytics on that, and they are a great rebounding team when those two play together, but a poor defensive team. And Nate's not going to give up that much defense over, you know, 30-plus minutes a game to play those two together. So the natural thing to do now is to go with Thad Young at the four. Some people think Thad can play three. Thad thinks he could play three against some teams. But Nate is very adamant about his best position being a four, because he did play Thad at three some last year, and Nate didn't think it went that well. So it's going to be this way for the rest of the year. I mean, when Miles Turner does come back, which shouldn't be too far off, Sabonis is going to go back to the bench. And it's a nice plus for the Pacers that he doesn't mind doing that. Some players would be griping about that. Sabonis is fine coming off the bench. He told me he would even be okay with it next year if they go that way again. So, you know, we all know that Thad Young has an option on his contract after this season. We don't know where he'll be next year. So I think it's one thing that'll just kind of work itself out. But for this year, when Miles Turner comes back, Sabonis will go back to the bench. They'll continue to play together for 5 or 6 minutes a game, most likely. But we're just not going to see that starting lineup that a lot of people are intrigued about.
Mark, when you look at tonight's matchup against Orlando, this is a team with the second worst record in the NBA. And really, since about week three, they started the year 8-4. This has been the worst team in the NBA. The Pacers are at home. You would say that typically is major advantage Indiana, and it may still be, but the Pacers coming on a back-to-back here tonight. Orlando, on a scheduling quirk, has not played since Tuesday. How do you think that might play into tonight's game, if at all?
Probably gives Orlando an advantage. They were obviously in town yesterday while the Pacers were up in Cleveland playing. So, you know, they should be the more rested team. You could perhaps argue that being off since Tuesday, that's too long of a break, and they've lost whatever rhythm they might have had, if they had any at all to begin with. But it should give Orlando a slight advantage. But, you know, this is the NBA. Every team plays back-to-backs. It'll be an interesting game from the Pacers' standpoint to see what they bring to it. Because, okay, you played last night, you lost. You should be a little bit angry over the loss. You're playing one of the lesser teams in the league on your home court. It's a game you should win, regardless of the back-to-back situation. And it's a game that tests your fortitude a little bit. So we'll see what the Pacers have for it.
Over these next three games, Mark, the Pacers are at home. They're playing teams under 500. Do you view this end stretch to January? It's just three games, so nothing drastic is going to happen regardless of how the Pacers perform in these games. But do you see these potentially as games that the Pacers could maybe get a little bit of separation, especially considering the first half of February looks like one of their more difficult stretches on paper?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely crucial stretch, I think, these home games coming up. You know, the Pacers traditionally have had a pretty soft closing schedule to the season, and they've taken advantage of that. Last year, they won their last five games to make the playoffs. The schedule is different this year, and we've talked before, their easiest month was December, and they didn't really take advantage of that. They were 7-8 in December, and they had, you know, all those home games, and they dropped a few of those. So I think these games coming up at home, they've really got to get them, at least all but one perhaps. They've got to take advantage of this to get more separation between that 500 record and a winning record. So it is a crucial stretch because the schedules coming up next month and in March are going to be a challenge. They've got another West Coast trip. They've got teams like Golden State twice. very challenging. So they really got to take advantage of every opportunity the schedule brings them right now.
That's Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. You can view his recent story on the potential of a long-term lineup with Domantas Sabonis and Miles Turner, as well as a whole lot of coverage over on Pacers.com. Mark, thanks for your time here this morning.
All right, thank you, Pat. And I might add that Eddie just did a segment with Lauren Roa on the team store. I will be in the team store before the game against Philadelphia next Saturday evening, signing copies of my book, Reborn, before the game.
February 3rd, a chance to catch Mark Monteith, his book. Get a copy signed over at the Fieldhouse if you're going to that game. That's Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith joining us to close out the show. Jeremiah Johnson is live next. This is Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
I love helping people get what they need. So when you order with ClickList from Kroger, I make sure you get everything you ask for, picked fresh and just the way you like it. Whole organic milk? Done. Two ripe bananas, one green, and today's fresh bread? Got it. With ClickList, I'm your personal shopper, so you can trust me to pick out the best produce, meats, and groceries, fresh, bagged, and ready when you arrive.
Order online, pick up curbside at store. Now featuring same-day pickup. Visit Kroger.com/ClickList.
Get the best seats at the best pricing for the greatest spectacle in racing. Tickets for the 2018 Indianapolis 500 presented by Pengrade Motor Oil and all of May's epic events at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway are on sale now. Be there for IndyCars crossing the bricks at over 230 miles per hour. The base dropping over the snake pit presented by Coors Light. And save a vacation day to rock out on Miller Lite Carb Day. Get your tickets now and save at Indy500.com. Is it May yet?
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear, plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at the PacersTeamStore.com. The Pacers team store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
This is Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. If you're just joining us now, want to catch any of the earlier portions of the show, pacers.com/sound, the SoundCloud app, or on SoundCloud. You can subscribe to Pacers Sound. You will also catch the Sideline Guys podcast there. Jeremiah Johnson joins me once a week for a podcast. He joins us now on Pacers Weekly. Your takeaways out in Cleveland, a game where the Pacers got back within five, had a chance to cut it to two. Ultimately, weren't able to pull off the sweep.
You know, no one likes moral victories, and it was not a moral victory. And I think the first half was very disappointing, the defensive effort. And I didn't know if it was effort, but that's what Bill Bano told me to start the third quarter, is he did not see the effort and intensity that he wanted to see. And it's so rare with this team that we haven't seen that in a game. But a nice rebound defensively in the second half, and just looking back over it, the Cavs scored just 42 points in the second half. And that's what you had to do to get back in the game. You force 21 Cleveland turnovers. LeBron had 11 turnovers. So it certainly was an opportunity. And I think if Derrick Rose and J.R. Smith don't get hot, and that's something that's been so rare for them this season, the Pacers actually maybe win that game. So I think it was good they came back. I think they showed the fight that we've come to expect. I think there is no game when this team is on the court that they will not be in the game, even if they are down double digits. You don't want to see it happen so often, and it's tough to make that comeback on the road. But all in all, I'm not disappointed from the entirety of the performance, and there were a number of really outstanding, I thought, individual performances, at least offensively.
Jeremiah Johnson is with us. The Magic are here for a game tonight, and this is a team with the second worst record in the NBA. They've been really the worst team since about week 3. Any team can win on any night, I think, in the NBA. But Orlando comes in with some interesting circumstances. They haven't played since Tuesday. The Pacers on a back-to-back, on the other hand. Your thoughts on Orlando, the season that Frank Vogel has struggled through this year, and how that potential rest, as somebody who travels, maybe you can give a little bit better perspective on what a back-to-back the Pacers are facing tonight versus Orlando, who's been off for 3 days.
When you watch some of the Frank Vogel press conference after the loss to the Kings, you almost think they probably would have rather had a game on Wednesday and not had to wait until Saturday. I'm curious with that team, because they've just been accustomed a little bit to losing and not having success, how they deal with it. It's not like it's an all of a sudden, you know, a rare loss and then they bounce back from it. They have had a lot of these. But they also in the last week have beaten Boston at Boston, and they've won two of their last four games. So they've been a little bit of a up and down team recently, and so they definitely think they have a chance to come in here to Bankers Life Fieldhouse and get a win. And they're the rested team. The Pacers are the tired team. But I think because the Pacers lost that game, that, hey, you know, last night, I think the guys after the game, they felt like that was a game they could have and should have won. And that says a lot about where this team is. But I think because it's the back-to-back and because they lost that game, I think the Pacers are going to come out fired up. But there is no chance of a letdown when you're coming off a loss, in my opinion. And I think Orlando, you just want to get a big lead early, make them remember what they had in Sacramento in that game, or against Sacramento, and hope there's a little bit of a carryover. So I don't think because Orlando automatically had a rest that they have an advantage in this game. I think the Pacers will be angry, and they know the standings. I mean, they're down to eighth now. So I think Nate McMillan reminds them of that, and they'll come out fired up.
All right, Jeremiah Johnson is with us. We got about a minute here before the producers take over. What do the fans have to look forward to? 6:30 on Fox Sports Indiana tonight as we preview Pacers and Magic.
Every once in a while, Pat, on a back-to-back show, we struggle to come up with content. Or not struggle, but it's a little more difficult because you have less time to prepare. You don't have a practice or a shoot around to get interviews. But we've got a really good show tonight, so I invite you to tune in at 6:30 if you can. If you're not going to be at the Fieldhouse, it is a sellout, so it will be a big crowd at the game. But we've got Chad Buchanan, general manager, coming on in the second segment. So we're going to spend 5 or 6 minutes, Quinn Buckner and myself, talking with Chad Buchanan. And then towards the end of the show, we've got a feature, if you missed it last night at halftime, on Victor Oladipo, the greatest showman. And I think it's worth your time. So if you can tune in a little bit early tonight to Pacers Live pregame and you're not too busy huddled by the radio to listen to Pat Boylan on the radio, we'll make it worth your while.
All right, he's Jeremiah Johnson. JJ, thanks for your time here this morning, and fans will look forward to watching you at 6:30 tonight, Fox Sports Indiana. Thanks, JJ.
All right, thanks.
All right, that's Jeremiah Johnson. That'll wrap up Pacers Weekly. Again, 7 o'clock tonight, 6:30 on the Kroger pregame show on the radio, Fox Sports Indiana as well. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be there. It is a sellout. Resale tickets are available there, however. And then two more games, Monday and Wednesday, back at home. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be in the Fieldhouse for one or two or all three of these recent Pacers games coming up. Thanks to our producer, David Deering. I'm Pat Boylan. You'll hear more of him coming up next. The producers take over next. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning on Pacers Weekly.